This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block. We had a visit last week from an Oscar nominee. She stopped by NPR right after a visit to the White House, where she met the First Lady. It was the day after Mardi Gras, and she was sporting some fabulous Mardi Gras beads strung with big plastic charms.
I have my shrimp boot.
Shrimp boots.
Lobster. Shrimp. Then it goes over here to a crab. I think this is an oyster. And back to my boot.
9-year-old Quavenjanae Wallace of Houma, Louisiana, wears white shrimp boots in the movie Beasts of the Southern Wild. She is the youngest Best Actress nominee ever. Quavenjanae was just 5 when she auditioned for the part, 6 when she shot the movie, and she is the heart of the film. She plays a girl named Hush Puppy, a tiny, wild-haired force of nature. Hush Puppy lives with her sick father in a ramshackle, isolated community called The Bathtub on the fringes of the Louisiana coast.
One day, the storm's gonna blow, the ground's gonna sink, and the water's gonna rise up so high, there ain't gonna be no bathtub, just a whole bunch of water.
The 6-year-old muddy wild child in the movie is, at age 9, a funny, confident scene stealer in person. Quavenjanae came in wearing a pink silk flower tucked behind her ear, a pink sweater, pink sparkly shoes, and she was carrying a furry purse. Tell me about your purse. You brought in a... He's great. It's a dog purse. It's a purse in the shape of a dog.
Yes, and it has a zipper.
And it has a zipper.
Crazy.
It looks like it's a Cocker Spaniel, and he's got some pink sequins, right?
Yes. It was from JCPenney's, where I live, and my mom's... Well, I saw them, and she bought it from me. I use my lipstick and stuff and tissue and just carried around since a year ago.
Utah, meaning the Sundance Film Festival, where Beasts of the Southern Wild took top honors. It's up for 4 Oscars this coming Sunday, including Best Picture and Best Director, along with Quavenjanae for Best Actress. You know, when I talked to the director of the movie, Ben Zeitlin, he'd said that, you know, they had looked at all these kids who'd come into audition, and he knew right away that you were Hush Puppy. He said you were fierce and you had tenacity. Does that sound about right? Did you feel like you were fierce in that audition?
Yeah, I felt like I did good.
Yeah. Because you don't look fierce right now. You look great, but you don't look fierce.
Yeah, I'm not fierce as much anymore. If I have to be fierce, I'll be fierce.
Yeah.
But
when you started thinking about that character that you're playing, Hush Puppy, right? How did you understand her? What did you think she was all about?
She was about a little girl who wanted to just follow her father because her mother wasn't there, and she just wanted to go, kind of just like went after everything that he has done.
Mm-hmm. I think the first time we see you in the movie, you are holding a bird up to your ear, right? You're always holding animals up.
Yes.
What are you doing when you're listening to those animals?
I'm listening to their heartbeat.
Did that make sense to you?
Yes, because, like, my father kind of had, like, this fall down. And I guess she was trying to figure out how fast each heartbeat go and trying to figure out what was going on and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
All the time, everywhere, everything's hearts are beating and squirting and talking to each other the ways I can't understand. Most of the time, they probably be saying, I'm hungry, I gotta poop. But sometimes they be talking in codes.
What do you think it takes, Quavenjanae, to be a great actor?
Concentrating. Trying to be yourself and then going into another person.
Yeah. Not everybody can do that.
Not everybody.
What was the hardest thing about acting in Beasts of the Southern Wild?
Dealing with the mosquitoes and the mud and just like the stuff. But I'm used to getting bit by mosquitoes, but the mud I'm not so used to.
Mm-hmm.
Because if I get in mud, I wash it off. But what they did, they got me in mud, never let me wash it off. But whenever I got home, I got to wash it off and go to bed.
Mm-hmm. But you had to live in it for a while.
Like 8 in the morning to, like, 8 at night, so.
Yeah. I want to play a scene from the movie Convention. This is you and your father, who's played by Dwight Henry.
You going to be dead?
No.
You going to leave me alone?
No, I ain't going to leave you alone.
Because if you be gone, I'll be gone too.
No, that's not how it works.
Sometimes in a bed, I start to shake and I can't stop. I got what you got.
Nah, that's just a side effect of you being a stupid little girl.
I ain't gonna be dead?
Nah, you probably live 100 years more. Come on, let me see them guns. Come on, show me them guns. Let me see them. Show them to me. Show me them guns. Show them to me. Guns! 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 Come on! Come on! Come on! Let me have it! Ah! You the man! Who the man?
I'm the man!
Yeah, you the man! Who the man?
I'm the man!
Yeah, you the man! Who the man? Yeah, you the man!
That's using I'm the man, Kevin Janae, with your dad, because he's sort of making you strong, right? He's getting
yes.
ready. Was that a hard scene to do?
No, that was like a fun scene whenever we started saying, I'm the man, and just we did that together, and that was one gulp of scene.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever find yourself doing that at home, saying that line?
Whenever I'm at home and riding my scooter, they stop me, and they're like, who's the man? I'm like, I'm not going to tell you.
You mean people at home in Houma, Louisiana?
Yes, my friends. They'd be like, who's the man? I'm like, I don't know.
You're just playing with them. If you want to hear that line, they're going to have to go see the movie, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Is it hard at all to feel just like a regular fourth grader when you have so much other stuff going on, when you're acting in these
movies?
Yeah,
it's kind of hard because, like, focusing on the role, I don't have time. But they're starting to add homework into the schedule. Don't have time enough to, like, do a few things, so it's just kind of, like, hard focusing on school.
Mm-hmm. So you're bringing work with you,
yeah.
Tutoring and stuff like that. Yeah, yeah. Well, Kwevenjene Wallace, good luck at the Oscars. It's really great to have you come in. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
And thanks for bringing your dog purse.
Thank you. Ruff, ruff.
When I die, the scientists of the future, they're gonna find it all. They're gonna know. Once there was a hush puppy, and she lived with her daddy in the bathtub.
It's Kwevenjene Wallace in Beasts of the Southern Wild. At age 9, she is the youngest Best Actress Oscar nominee ever. Her next movie is titled 12 Years a Slave, and it co-stars Brad Pitt.